This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Saturday welcomed the U.S. decision to terminate strict parole conditions on convicted spy Jonathan Pollard. Pollard is an American jailed in the U.S. in 1985 for spying for Israel. A statement from the Prime Minister's office also said that Netanyahu hopes Pollard will arrive in Israel soon. Pollard served 30 years in prison for giving away classified U.S. documents and had been confined by parole terms to the U.S. since his release in 2015, despite Israeli pressure to allow him to leave. The U.S. Justice Department said on Friday it had removed those conditions. He was a U.S. Navy intelligence analyst in the mid-1980s when he made contact with an Israeli colonel in New York and began sending U.S. secrets to Israel in exchange for tens of thousands of dollars. Israel's October 1985 raid on the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Tunis headquarters that killed around 60 people was planned with information from Pollard, according to CIA documents declassified in 2012. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met Afghan government and Taliban negotiators in the Qatari capital, Doha, Saturday. There was no announcement of any breakthrough as Washington accelerates its military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Pompeo's visit came in the wake of a rocket attack which struck densely populated areas of Kabul, killing at least 8 people in the latest outbreak of violence in the Afghan capital. The Taliban denied responsibility, and the Islamic State group claimed the deadly strike. Doha is the Taliban's base for diplomacy. Pompeo heads next to Abu Dhabi for another leg of his 7-nation tour of Europe and the Middle East as President Donald Trump shores up late-term priorities. This is VOA News. Archaeologists have discovered the exceptionally well-preserved remains of 2 men scalded to death by the volcanic eruption that destroyed the ancient Roman city of Pompeii in 79 AD. This is what the Italian Culture Ministry said on Saturday. One was probably a man of high status, the other a slave. Pompeii was home to about 13,000 people when the eruption buried it under ashes, pebble, and dust and froze it in time. Here are some of the latest developments now in the global coronavirus crisis. U.S. biotech giant Pfizer and German partner BioNTech are seeking approval to roll out their coronavirus vaccine early, a first step towards relief as surging infections prompt a return to shutdown that's traumatized nations and the global economy earlier this year. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, says its vaccines committee will meet on December 10th to discuss the request for emergency use authorization. Russia registers record numbers for daily infections and deaths from the coronavirus 2 days after having passed 2 million cases. Health officials reported over 24,800 new infections and 476 deaths, bringing the national total to over 2.6 million cases and more than 35,700 fatalities since the beginning of the year. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin told G20 leaders on Saturday that Russia was ready to provide its Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine to other countries who need it. Russia is also preparing its second and third vaccine, Putin said, adding that the creation of a vaccine portfolio was a common goal. France is preparing to reopen stores for the crucial Christmas shopping season, encouraged by new data suggesting the country is past the worst of its second wave of infections. Thanks to curfews and partial lockdowns, confirmed new infections dropped by 40% last week. Admissions to hospitals fell by 13%, and the number of new intensive care patients was down by 9%, according to the National Health Agency. Blue skies over the Matterhorn drew skiers and snowboarders to Zermatt on Saturday, as well as police, to break up crowds. This as Switzerland's modest coronavirus restrictions allowed near normal operations. But France, Italy, Austria, and Germany have all ordered the high altitude lifts that could be running this early in the season to remain closed for now, in the hope that all resorts can benefit at peak season if and when the infection rate slows. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.